Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snark Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to the Mighty Cheese! With your hosts! Well, you've heard already.
Notice how you can't even do that voice without wanting to do that coffer's hack that they had back then?
I'm sorry, Daffodil! It's just... The coffer's hack, it just came out. It's just one of those things, right?
I know. It's everybody was smoking while they were talking on the air.
Anyway.
Exactly.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are actually listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we bring to you every week after searching the byways and highways to find the cheesiest crap we can get our hands on.
And the short version is we're calling it the Mighty Cheese this week. As a matter of fact, we're having songs about records played off records. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes, because if we're hearkening back to the golden age of radio.
Yes.
Then it would be records. They yes. played records.
And all those, those millennial hipster guys that wear those...
recently discovered records?
Yes, that like to, grow beards and wear lumberjack shirts and throw axes in bars. You know, those people have discovered records again. And now it's a trendy.
Yeah, and now records are getting expensive. It makes our job very hard.
Yeah, well, thank God for the thrift stores. That's all I get to say. We have four songs that were about records. And we're playing them off records a little later on. And the chart-topping cheesy, wow, I can't believe we just found this recently. We should have played this months, if not years, decades ago.
I think we did play it once before.
Okay.
But not in recent cheesy memory.
No, and it isn't Donny Osmond. It's one of his brothers. That's the most hint I'm going to give you, I think.
But we're starting off with...
Yes, with Leo Addio and his orchestra with it looks like some little Hawaiian music.
That's what it looks like.
Yes, we got Pearly Shells coming up shortly, but we're starting off with Lovely Hula Hands. That's sort of suggestive, isn't it?
They talk with their hands. It's part of the hula.
Okay, I'm thinking dish liquid, I remember something. Anyway, we'll talk about it later on.
Cheese, please!
White Hawaiian sands, nothing in this tropic splendor. is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
The full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese.
With Leo Anio and his orchestra and Pearly Shells. And before that, we had the song that reminds me of a dishwashing detergent commercial.
There's nothing about that song that has anything to do with dishwashing
detergent. Don't you remember about the whole Hoola dishwashing detergent?
No.
See the model with the lovely hula hands from Hoola dishwashing detergent.
No, I don't remember that at all.
At a local supermarket near you.
Never heard of it before.
I remember that, Daffodil. Come on. Hoola dishwashing detergent.
I'm going to remind
you
grew up in a farming commune with no television.
Oh, yeah.
No radio.
Yes.
The internet wasn't even invented at that point.
Okay. Yes.
So, No, never heard of that before.
You had to do the hula. In the TV commercial, you had to do the hula when you were pouring the dishwashing detergent into the sink. And the hula music would come on in the back. Only on a TV commercial. What can I say? Anyway, my name is Snarkton.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please.
And we're bringing you the Wacky, Warped, and Weird every week, also known as the Mighty Cheese.
And this week,
we have
songs about records.
Played off records.
So these are actually songs.
Yes.
About records.
Yes.
So these are records about records.
Yes, that's the whole idea. And we have the turntables ready to go here. We don't play them a lot, but, you know, every so often, since it seems to be appropriate on this show, we thought we'd do it. So we've got You Broke My Heart with Bebop by Rosemary Calvin with Johnny Bond and his orchestra shortly. But we're starting off, hey, look, you remember these guys.
This has got to be funny, right?
Yes.
Because it's these guys.
Yes, the Three Stooges cutting a record. right here on...
It's Cheese Please.
Hey, fellas, there's a guy here who wants us to make a record.
What's that? You know, that's where you go to a studio with microphones and you sing and they put you on a nice round piece of plastic.
I don't want to be on any piece of plastic, whether it's nice or not.
But, Curly Joe, you can make a lot of money that way.
So put me on a piece of plastic, then.
The studio is ready, gentlemen.
What are we supposed to do?
Well, first, each of you take those microphones.
Can I keep mine?
No, sir, you're to sing to it.
I don't want to sing. I want to see the plastic. But, Nitwit, you got to sing to the microphone first.
Oh, rock-a-bye baby on the treetop.
Lame brain. Hmm? You sing into it, not to it.
Oh.
Hey, who's those guys in the corner?
Those guys are the band.
Well, wake them up. We're going to make a record.
Curly Joe.
Gee, I don't know, Mo. Let's try to find him.
You'd think that those guys in the band would have the brains to stop playing while we're looking for Curly Joe.
Hey, Mo, see if he's inside the drum.
Nope, he's not in there.
Curly Joe, where are you?
I'm lost in the plastic. I'm in the next groove. Catch me as I come around.
Let's try and catch up to him, Larry. Make the band play faster.
Okay, you guys, play faster. Here he comes around. See if I can get him. Oh, I almost had him.
Butterfingers, let me try. Oh, I missed him too.
I'm getting dizzy going round and round. Hurry up, fellas.
What are those scratches on your head, Curly Joe?
It's from the needle and it hurts.
Look out. Don't fall off the edge.
Hey, we're getting to the end of the record, Mo. What do we do?
Boys and girls, hey, if you turn the record over, you can get me out. We'll see you on the other side.
Careful. That's it. Don't hurt him with the needle.
Music that gets you in the mood to do absolutely nothing. Well, maybe throw up. Cheese, please.
Baby, you're not digging the job like I'm putting it down. Now listen closely and get hip.
On this bebop, but I'll give her a fling. Yoo-hoo, do-si-do.
Oh, low, 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 low.
Da-do-da-do-da-do-la-ili-oo. You broke my heart. ride with Bebop. And now I'll say so long.
Whoa! Rosemary Calvin with Johnny Bond and his orchestra. Ooh, bop, bop. I can't
Bebop,
say it.
Bebop, country style.
Yeah, you're telling me. You barked my heart with Bebop. Before that, the Three Stooges were literally cutting a record on the record. On the
spinning
show this
around
week.
On top of the turntable,
yes,
apparently.
But wait, there's more. Here's my top 10 chart coming up shortly with
Roberta Michelle.
Thank you. And we're starting off with Put the Records Back in the Record Shop by the Cuckoo Rockin' Time on
Cheese Please.
The one radio show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that fifth assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese Please with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Straight from the top of my top 10 chart. Straight from the top.
chart. Whoa, it ain't from the top of my top 10 chart.
Roberta Michelle and my top 10 chart, which, well, I don't know. I can't. Well, they're sort of records, aren't they? Records of her dates.
Maybe. Well, no, I think the whole point of that one is that they're treating the men that she dates, the boys that she dates, I'm going to call them men, they sound like boys.
Yes.
The boys that she dates as like the top 10 in the hits.
Ah, yes.
So, you know, rising the chart and number one for the last 12 weeks.
Yes.
So, yes, the song still qualifies.
So her records of her dates, I suppose.
Yes.
Yes, there we go. And before that, we had Put the Records Back at the Record Store.
Then it was the Record Shop. Or... So I think it's Put the Records Back in the Record Shop by Cuckoo Rocking Time.
Either way, that wraps up our set of four songs about records, played off records. Some of them, we're stretching it a little bit, I admit. But, you know, it's our show. We can do what we want. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please.
Did I say Starf Dude?
You tripped over your own name.
Snarf Dude on the Mighty Cheese. And it's time for this.
Topping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart topping cheesies on Cheese Please.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, and on this week, we're debating off air whether or not we actually played this record before.
I remember playing this before.
What year was that?
Oh, gracious.
Yeah.
Not in recent memory.
Oh, technical flub there.
That's minor.
Maybe our equipment is telling me we haven't played it before. I don't know. We've got Jimmy Osmond, little Jimmy Osmond. I think he was like 9 or 10 years old when he recorded this song.
I do like the song.
Really?
From a cheesy perspective.
Okay, that makes more sense.
I do like the song.
That makes more sense. Like, I can't believe this hit the top 40. Oh, is this weird? Long-haired lover from Liverpool on...
Cheese, Please!
Jimmy Osmond with a Mike Curb congregation. For some reason, I picture him actually having, you know, one of them little outfits with the cap from the 1920s and, you know,
dancing around.
Yeah,
like a newspaper boy.
Yeah, there he is. Hey, that
was the short pants and the little cap and the little vest.
That wasn't the image I had in my mind, Daffodil, but I'm going to go with that because that's so much better than the image I had in my mind.
You had him dancing around wearing a hat and nothing else?
Oh, no, no, no. I had him wearing a jacket and white pants and sort of red and white stripes, like he worked at an ice cream parlor or something.
Oh, you're thinking like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins.
Ah, yes. Thank you. Thank you. I needed that. I needed to get some perspective of how to explain it to the radio audience that actually listens to us. Anyway, we're wrapping up the show this week. Oh, I gotta do this?
I think you better do this quick.
Oh, okay. I gotta stand back here because it's kind of tricky. Here we go. Oh! Oh, there's the record. I got it. Yep. Yep. Okay.
You still have all your fingers and your
toes? Yes, yes, it's good thing.
Both thumbs, you know, those opposable thumbs are important.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? It doesn't matter because I'm going to be wrapped up in a straitjacket shortly.
That's a good thing.
Well,
I'm glad you're willing to admit you have a problem.
Now, the record, I suppose. It's not me. It's Bill Haley and his comments ending off the show this week with a song called Straitjacket.
Interesting.
Maybe I should get one, Daffodil.
I'm sure we can get one in your color.
Well, that's nice.
All right.
Anyway, until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird, and come back next week where there will be more shenanigans.
Goodbye!
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezedlee.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.